Do not struggle against fate, Ms. Tuesday. My card.
Flushed face of Fang sacrificer and conceptual detective.
Yours is a most honorable sacrifice.
Look, flushed face. If you think you've got a virgin maiden here, I've got some disappointing news.
You will be delivered to the great demon of deja vu. Look behind you.
These weren't pillars. These were toes. I was tied to the toenail of this absurdly gigantic and grotesque statue. I could use a conceptual detective. Want a job? Fat chance of Fang. Mind if I have a smoke?
Oh, you will smoke plenty soon.
Ah, come on. My cigarettes are probably in that heap of clothes over there.
Such pink, smooth skin.
Keep your paws off.
So pleasant for flushed face to touch.
You want a kick in the green balls?
I see no cigarettes.
They're in a case.
Oh. Your cigarettes.
Look, can you free a hand? No tricks.
I free one hand.
Thanks. Next time I need a gumshoe, I'll remember you. Colonel. Colonel. Hey, these green clowns. Do you want to say something?
Welcome to the Dongalongi's mind.
I didn't see it coming. Flushed face grabbed my arm and the old woman stabbed me with a hypo. The stuff was quick. I went under like that. My life took a leisurely spin backwards, right past birth to when I'm floating around in the ether, planning it all. I'm figuring out what needs to be done in this life. It's a beautiful, intricate plot, because it's connected with everyone else's life, you understand? It's like all the planets out there are connected by a thin, invisible magnetic line, and whatever happens to one affects the others. I start forward again, approaching birth, from the unborn side. I know my memory of the plot will be erased at the moment of birth. That's the way life's set up, in case you didn't know. There's a sudden explosion of light, crashing crescendos of sound, and I'm born. The unconscious is left remembering the blueprint. There's a break in the action. A tall, hooded figure steps out of the shadows.
Miss Tuesdays. You have a lot of nerve for a gumshoe, hmm?
Gumptious.
Chained to a toe of the demon of deja vu. And such a lovely galactic gumshoe.
Gumptious.
Yes, I caught it the first time. May I borrow one of your Terran cigarettes?
They're not on me.
I can see that.
They're on the ground, under my foot.
A pretty case.
Sounds like the break's over.
If they complete this ceremony, you'll never leave.
Look, what do you want?
I want you to leave.
I'm chained.
What are you looking at?
They're filling up the hypo again.
You will leave Dongalong?
Christ, yes.
Immediately?
You bet.
Do not change your mind.
The chains.
Fortunately, my forked finger is equipped with a mini laser.
The old priestess is headed this way.
Fortunately, the other fork has a stunner.
They've seen us.
Eyes mean little here. They have caught your thoughts.
What about yours?
My thoughts are exempt. Come. This way. A taxi is waiting.
Hold on. I want my clothes. Oh, shit. They took my Smith Kawasaki special.
Take this.
What, your finger?
Extra finger stunner.
Sure. What the hell? Oh, Christ. Here they come. A little broken field running, and we made it to the taxi. I scrambled in, but Fork just waved, and we drove off without him. Behind the wheel sat flushed face of Fang. I didn't ask any questions. Flushed face waited while I went in the hotel and got my stuff. I was ready to head for the spaceport, but when I came out, he was gone. The Falcon sat behind the wheel. What happened to flushed face?
He is presently engaged in other tasks. Pleased to get in.
I don't think so.
Time is not in our favor, please.
Where the hell were you, old partner?
More pressing explanation is in order. I beg of you to pardon. Falcon does not wish to use this stunner.
My Smith Kawasaki special.
The same.
We drove down the beach. We stopped a short distance away from what I figured was an old Dongolongese tribal hut. When I heard the singing, a sudden blast of deja vu made my knees wobble.
Please to enter.
Dark green old men sat on straw mats in a circle. Candles lit the interior. There was a peacefulness here that I hadn't felt on this planet. There was also a sadness.
They sing the ancient song of Dongolong before the coming of the missionary.
This is the history of Dongolong?
Yes. There was a time before the year of our Fong when a missionary arrived upon our planet. Before his arrival, we knew no evil, no villainy. We did not even know what is a gumshoe. After the missionary, we knew it all.
Falcon translated. The missionary had one weakness that wrecked the civilization of an entire world. The Dongolongese have a simple little proverb that says, possess, possessions, possessed. The missionary had his prized possession, a collection of all the old Freddy Fong hollies. When the missionary first started to preach, no one paid attention. But when he showed his hollies to a culture of innocent little green people that had no modern technology, that had never seen a TV, or even a flat movie, let alone a three-dimensional holly, they were enchanted. Thousands came to see Freddy Fong, the great Oriental detective, as he pursued the worst criminals in Terra's solar system. The missionary spoke after each feature. And of course they tolerated him just to see Freddy Fong, their hero, their idol. And with those preachings, their god.
The great Freddy Fong was God. For it was through his word and deed that our culture was recreated. We became a civilization of detectives on a planet that knew no crime. There was nothing to detect. Ours was one mind.
Everyone decided they wanted to be a detective. They got suckered into the concepts of good and evil. The one mind that never made those distinctions started to divide. They started looking for evil where there wasn't any.
Great unrest in those days.
The missionary finally went mad and croaked. But the damage was done. To save the group mind before they totally divided into fragments, the elders laid down the first canon of Fong. A few of the chosen would be villains. The rest, if they could find someone to hire them, would be detectives. But the difference here is the group mind. The villains would be allowed to operate on the periphery of the mind. The detectives developed the elegant art of conceptual detection. I would have thought everyone would want to be Fong or God, right?
No, no. For he who is pursued by the great Fong is as honored as Fong. Fong cannot exist without the honored Fo.
Your culture's a mess. It's dying. It's strangling itself. Conceptual detectives everywhere, and only themselves to detect. You should all get your ass off of this world.
Appreciate wise counsel, but not possible. There is no individuals here. We cannot exist separated from each other. We die.
You're dying anyway.
What is to do?
I felt sorry for him. But what the hell, I gotta end the story. Falcon dropped me off at the spaceport. We just looked at each other and shrugged. I inserted the course into the ship's computer and blasted off for home. So long, Dongolong. I was hoping to sleep the whole voyage, but the old men and their sad song kept serenading my dreams. I woke up. Something was off. I checked the course. I was on a trajectory for somewhere other than home. I repunched the course, no change. I punched up the rear view screen, expecting to see Dongalong, a little speck out here in space. But it filled the viewer. It's right behind me. I'm only a couple of hundred kilometers off the surface. I never left. But I'm not sure where I was. We're both moving. I'm towing the goddamn thing. Colonel?
Yes?
What's going on?
I beg your pardon.
Dongalong is following me.
Surprising.
Oh, yeah! Hold it a second. The computer's... Oh, shit! I'm locked on a course for Saudi Asteroidia.
And may you have a pleasant voyage.
Oh. How did you do it?
An agreement.
With whom?
With Dongalong.
Yeah.
I knew what they wanted and needed, so I offered it.
Yeah.
A planet of detectives without clients to hire them or capers to pursue is not only pitiful, but doomed for extinction. But you, Ruby... You came with the fresh scent of exotic ports far flung across the galaxy. You brought the exquisite intrigues of another solar system. In fact, the same solar system where from came the great Freddy Fong. You brought the exuberance of youth and hope for these pathetic little green bastards.
You knew they'd follow me?
Yes, if you survived.
How did they free it?
Consciousness affects reality. A basic law of physics. The graveness of gravity and the lightness of levity.
So now we're all going to Saudi Asteroidia.
Yes. You can never leave, of course.
What?
Don't you know? Are you so stupid? You have become part of them. They will follow you wherever you go. There's nothing left to do.
Oh, yes. There's one thing left.
No, everything is taken care of.
Not quite.
Are you... What are you doing?
Looking for a ball-peen hammer.
Do not be so foolish as to...
Colonel, we've had some nice little chit-chats. No. Goodbye.
You cannot hurt me. I am not actually in a cigarette case. As you are in...
I know, you're not really in there.
Stop.
Just an exact reproduction, right?
No.
Your reproduction is a little too exact, isn't it? You want to know how I knew? When that joker snatched the cake and you went bouncing on the cobblestones, I said, he really did make an exact copy of himself. I remembered, a class 7 android has emotions. Can feel pain, right?
Most certainly brilliant first-class conceptual detection.
Excellent deduction.
Thanks, boys. Where are you?
On the periphery of your mind.
I'm stuck with you, huh?
But with the combined minds of an entire world civilization, we may solve the most intricate of papers.
Look, gang, I can't spend the rest of my life having a planet following me around.
We will stay at a most respectful distance, of course.
Dongalong is quite small, no larger than Terra's moon.
We are a dying race of detectives with no caper to solve. Please.
Okay. But don't crowd me, all right?
This moment is a most happy item on the golden scroll of memory.
Colonel, you got anything to say? So, as it turns out, this is just one of a number of stories about Ruby Tuesday, the first galactic private eye to wander the stars with a planet balanced over a shoulder. She solved some of the toughest cases in the galaxy, with the aid of a small planet, a little green gumshoes that followed her, at a respectful distance, of course.
Heard in the cast were Laura Estman as Ruby Tuesday, Tom Stewart as the Falcon of Fong and a few minor Fongs, Chris Hendry as the Forked Forefinger of Fong and also a few other minor Fongs, Skip Pink as Colonel Abula Abdullah and a few small Fongs. The plaintive songs of the old Dongolongi's men were recorded in the Solomon Islands by Bill Viola. Music was composed and performed by the brilliant space science fiction fantasy composer Tim Clark. Script written by Meatball Fong Fulton. Produced by ZBS Media. Thank you.